B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're in week two. This is the NFL. We're 1-1. I wouldn't be, you know, overly jolly about our record or where we stand right now. And that's just honest. Now, anything else, that is irrelevant because it didn't help us win. It's just a only handful of other teams that are undefeated. But yet, you know, you can't. No team can clinch a playoff berth, or no team can clinch a title this early in the season. So, whether you call it bandwagon people, whether you're talking getting people's attention or whatever. The expectation hasn't even scratched the surface of, as a team, what we're capable of doing, as well as personally myself. So I don't necessarily get caught up into trying to, you know, meet other people's requirements or validation, so to speak, when I know I have my hands full trying to be as coachable as possible and being as accessible to this team as I need be.
And little Cam Newton saying the right thing. Hype train should probably continue this week, I think. I don't know. Those road West Coast numbers just blew me away. Still think this is a good spot for you.
Yeah, the only thing that concerns me about this game is all the injuries. Like, and I say, and I include James White in that. He's out again. But now Andrews, to me, is a big one. Vegas has a lot. So I have a hard time assessing. If you ask me again, I wouldn't bet on it. But if you ask me, would I bet a winner, I'd bet the Patriots.
Okay, so we got that, and we have Celtics on the board, and that's pretty much it with your calls. The whole rest of the way, even a little bit of Red Sox, if you want. That was Maz's opening take. The next manager's an interesting topic. J.D. Martinez is a total tool bag. We can circle to that as well if you want. Here's Angel in Jamaica playing on the Heat. Go ahead, Angel.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. What do you got?
All right, so I just wanted to say, you know, the position we're in right now, being down 3-1, nobody wants to be down 3-1. You look at the percentages. 95% of the teams go home. However, for this team, the way they've been playing, how they are a much more talented team than Miami, I feel like this is exactly what they need to get it going. First, they need to come out tonight though, and blow them out. And then game three, same kind of mentality, and then anything can happen game seven. And then one more thing is, Maz, did you say if you had to get rid of somebody, you'd get rid of Smart?
Yes.
Maz, what are you smoking, Maz? If you get rid of anybody, you look at the most highest paid player,
Hayward,
who's doing the less, and that's Hayward. He's been a bust since he got here. And listen, I liked him in Utah. I thought he was going to do great here, but he's been a bust. He has not lived up to his contract. Smart is the heart of the team. You look at the charges he takes. He's the heart of the team. You need a player like Smart to win a ship.
Okay, that's Angel. It. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so all I would say is I would love to get rid of Hayward first. I think that one's going to take care of itself, though. That eventually his contract's going to run out, and that'll be the end of that.
The problem is, I agree with totally what he said about Smart on the floor, is that off the floor, he thinks he's something he's not. And that's sort of where the problem runs.
Yes. So look, to me, and again, I boil it down to those three guys. I leave Hayward out. He's sort of a different animal because he's a veteran guy, and, you know, he's going to be up in a year anyway, and he's not going to get the same money. So he's probably gone. But of those three, they may have to break that group up. Well, and if they do, I get rid of Smart. I keep Brown and Tatum.
So on the floor, Chris mentioned, you know, that Smart has more touches than Brown. Does that alarm you? Because as I start to think about it, I don't know.
It shouldn't be that way.
Well, the ball sticks with Brown.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It doesn't. So I think they know that when he gets it, it's not coming back.
I think that stat's deceiving for the reason that Chris said.
Smart, he's also a point guard.
Yeah, and he passes. So like, I don't have an issue with that. And the fact is that I looked up the shots in the series, and it's the order you would expect. Tatum, Walker, Brown, and then Smart. So now the numbers, you know, get a little bit too close, probably. I still think Smart takes too many shots, particularly at key times. But I don't think that the touches thing is to me, I don't put a lot of stock in that one.
He is right, though, the caller, what he started saying, in that if the Celtics did want to prove everyone wrong, shut up the doubters, the haters, those like me that said, you know, if they do lose this series, Danny Ainge should take a look at it and figure who to move. You're down 3-1. This is your best path to do just that, right? You come back in this series, you go to the finals. Well, all right.
Well, there's your adversity you're looking for,
yeah.
Maz.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, look, again, I think, I mean, if it goes the way that it should, this should make them better. I don't know that it will. It depends how they react to it.
Did we find out about that bags pack thing?
I haven't heard anyone
say I was wrong.
Yeah, say you were wrong. I tried doing a Google search, preliminary, didn't find anything.
I mean, I find it a fascinating little psychological thing that you literally have to pack your bags in elimination game because if you lose, you're straight out.
I mean, that's pretty harsh.
That is.
I mean, your family's got to go too?
I mean, maybe that was in the early rounds because they had so many teams and people there. I don't know. I thought I heard it. I was waiting for someone to tell me I was wrong. I haven't. It's been mentioned a couple times, I thought.
Yeah, hurry up and get through the handshake line, and then you, your wife, and your kid get your asses out of here.
You're out. See you.
That is cold.
Gary in Manchester. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, you know, I think the story of this series is Jimmy Boeheim's 2-3 zone and Brad Stevens' inability to coach these guys up to break the 2-3 zone. It's ridiculous. It's humiliating. Eric Spoelstra has stripped them and spanked them publicly. It's ridiculous. You put a guy in the foul line, you give him options to break. Either you break down, pass the baseline, or skip it out. It's pathetic. He's humiliated Brad Stevens.
Okay. Is there a merit to that, that they're getting beat by a high school 2-3 zone?
Yeah, there
or
is some merit to that, but
2-1-2, whatever they're running there.
But I don't blame the coach. I mean, because everybody, to me, this comes down to the execution of it. They didn't have any trouble in game three, did they? They got in there, they took the ball to the basket. Now, again, you know, maybe it felt to me in the last game that maybe Miami packed it in even a little bit more so that if you broke the zone, you at least weren't going to get to the rim. I don't know. I'm just going on my gut on that one. But that's not what should beat them. To me, this is about their ability to keep their composure.
Right. It's poise and toughness and will and all those things.
They crack.
Right. That's why Miami's winning this series and you're not. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jimmy.
By the way, there's a USA Today story about the teams that had to have their bags packed upon elimination. Kings, Wizards, Pelicans, Spurs. I'm not sure if it's still in place for the playoffs, but that was the earlier rounds.
So in the earlier rounds, I mean, talk about an incentive to get the hell out of there.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not staying.
But
you lose, you leave.
But that expression, they have their bags packed. In this case, you literally have to pack your bags.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that great? But maybe now at this round, it's not. But that was the way it was earlier in the bubble. Tim in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, man. I was actually thinking, why is Brad making such ridiculous decisions with his lineup? Why isn't Tatum Brown smart and Walker playing 42 minutes a game? Do you think he has some sort of mental block of not being able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know. I mean, their bench is so bad. Do you blame him, Maz?
No. I mean, to me, that's what you do. Yeah, ideally, you want a couple of guys to come off that bench just to give you a little breather. So who did he say? Did he include Hayward in those five?
I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I just think at some point there, you got to give somebody a little bit of a blow. You got to give them 6 minutes.
The Heat are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys who are just spotting. There was a guy that came into the last game I'd never seen or heard of before. And again, I told you, he looked a little rough. The guy with the hair, yesterday, like he'd stuck his finger in the socket. He's a little bit of, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes that guy for a couple minutes. So the Heat are doing it too.
Yeah. And look, even Butler's getting time on the bench, right? Like, so. I don't think that that's it. They just don't have enough bodies here. They can give them valuable minutes.
Here's Tom and Quincy on the Red Sox, if you can believe it. Hi, Tom.
Hey, I know I'm the only one, guys. It's fine. Don't rub it in. Listen, it's probably my last Red Sox call of the year. Thank God. I'm sure no one else wants to listen to me anymore about it. I will say this is by far the worst season of baseball I've ever had the displeasure of watching. There are two pieces of news that I am not a fan of in the past few days. It's the J.D. Martinez most likely opting in because who the hell is going to give that stiff 25 mil? And the possibility that Bradley might get an extension, which I can't do it. I will swear to God I'm going to shoot myself. But I will say that J.D. Martinez this year, his performance is putrid, but it is eerily similar to his first 3 years in Arizona that got him released, because this is an embarrassment. I think he's batting like 205 or something.
Well, let me just stop there, Tommy. Not just that, but the guy's an a-hole. Mass just had the displeasure, to use your word, of listening to his press conference today.
Oh, he's a dink. He's a total dink. And Jimmy, that's cut 1A if you want to grab the beginning of it. So, you know, he was asked about his performance this year, and I just thought he gave kind of a dink reply.
Sure.
Good, Jimmy.
How frustrating has it been for you this year? Toronto's been very frustrating. I think that's been obvious, Johnny. I think everyone's kind of seen it. You know? I mean, I've sucked. I haven't been very good. But, I mean, I feel like I'm not in the boat alone. I feel like there's a lot of really, really good players and a lot of really good talent out there that's kind of had the same season, if not worse, as me. And I think it's just a very weird year. You know, you're expected to perform at elite levels when there's an entire epidemic going on in the world. It's kind of just, I don't know. It's not really an excuse, but it's tough. It's a lot to ask.
Okay, so I was going to cut it off at the beginning, but I decided to let it go. And that is, because the thing at the end is, are you serious?
It's a lot to ask.
How's Bogaerts hitting? How's Devers hitting?
So I have no idea. Tell me.
Okay, but the point is, Devers started out horribly. He turned it around. Bogaerts pretty much has hit the whole year. Verdugo's played great.
So,
and the thing at the beginning with Johnny Miller, well, it's pretty obvious, Johnny. Can you shut up, please? Okay, can you shut up? You know what the question is, and you know how the routine works. You've been in the big leagues a long time. Don't be an a-hole. The question is, how frustrating has it been? Has it been frustrating? Because they're looking for you to look internally and offer some insight and some retrospection. That's what they're looking for, you dink. I can't stand his tone.
Well, he's an excuse maker, though. I mean, he didn't have the video, so that's why he was struggling. But it's hard with the pandemic going on. Do you think that J.D. Martinez's life and work environment is better than probably about 98% of the people on this planet?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so like, what are you bitching about?
He's a complainer, please. He's a complainer. He's a baby. He's all of that stuff. That I heard that, and I didn't like the way he responded to Johnny at the beginning. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't like that. Well, it's pretty obvious, Johnny. So what? He's not entitled to ask a question? And the tone was, well, it's pretty obvious. Why are you asking a stupid question like that? Because we're looking for the answer, you jackass. That's why. And here's the other thing. See, the other thing is he said, I sucked. I prefer he said, I quit. I quit. I gave up. Because a guy with his ability doesn't hit 205 over 60 games. He doesn't. So don't give me that. You quit. You checked out a long time ago and you never tried to fight through it. Unlike some of the other guys on your team. So don't attribute it to anything else. You quit.
And he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back. And again, if he hits, I'm okay with him coming back. It doesn't guarantee, by the way, that he'll be here.
I'll tell you, though.
They could still try to trade him.
If people were paying attention to this year, he would fall in line with just this, you know, with the chicken and beer crew from Josh Beckett to David Price to the sourpuss, miserable, hateable, whiny, entitled Red Sox dink. Like, he'd be the latest in the line of that, you know, claim to that throne, Maz.
There is not a guy on that team who quit worse than him this year. Not one. He's the number one quitter. MVQ, most valuable quitter.
Back to your phones on Agenda Free Friday, brought to you by our friends and driven by the Bernardi Auto Group.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mass. Way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This to me is a perfect example of like, it takes more than talent to win basketball games. Because the Celtics, that's why we don't play games on paper. That Miami Heat team is very well coached. They are tough mentally. They don't make mistakes. You got to give Coach Spo a lot of credit. You know, they have turned Duncan Robinson into a terrific player. I've always liked Jay Crowder. And let me tell you something. You know, we had Cal on the other night. Bam Adebayo is terrific. And they got that leader in Jimmy Butler. Shaq's guy, Dragic, has been fantastic. But, man, hard.
CP3-like.
Who?
He's been CP3-like.
I'm
slap them glasses off your ass.
Yes.
Well played, Jet. Well played.
But if you just play hard and smart, man,
keep it up, Jet.
It'll go a long way.
That's Barkley. Sort of nailing it. not about talent, not this series, which is rare in that league. It's refreshing. But there's a little allusion there to CP3. I'm going to play the beginning of that conversation. That's, of course, the TNT crew. I'm just going to start with Shaq, I think, talking about Dragic, and it gets into a funny argument, you know, with Shaq and Barkley insulting each other, which is always good. But it did sort of tip something off. It did something, it did jar something in my dense brain. Came up with an idea after listening to it. But go ahead, Jimmy, let's roll.
Bam doesn't know really what to expect out of Game 5. What do you expect?
Well, I expect Boston to come out and play excellent basketball, but I also expect the Heat to come out and play basketball. The key is not to play cool. The key is not to say we have one game to make the final. The key is to focus, do what you've been doing, make sure you continue to play together, make sure you continue to play hard, make sure you continue to play consistent. And listen, I want to give props to Dragic. You know, his name is not mentioned a lot. He's older, but I think he should get the same respect as CP. Been getting older guy, putting up numbers, doing a lot for his team. And again, the recipe for them the last couple games, you can get four guys and 20 points, you can win.
And one of those guys with 37, like Tyler Hero had. Like Tyler Hero had. Yeah. What are you looking at Shaq like that for?
Because he's averaging the same points as CP3 was.
First of all, that's just an insult to CP3.
No,
I'm not going to let you get away with that.
No, it's not.
Listen, Dragic is having, he's had a good career.
Not.
Chris Paul's had a great career.
I said it. I'm validated.
Okay.
I can say
it. Listen, it's better to be quiet and be thought of food than speaking to move all doubt.
Yeah. Oh, look out.
Okay, don't make me come across there and put that plexiglass on your ass.
But I'm validated, more validated than you.
Listen,
about that.
Dragic is a nice player.
Okay, well.
Compare him to CP3. That's not fair.
I didn't say compare him to CP3. If you listen, if you shut the
What did you say?
I said he should get the same respect as CP3.
What?
I didn't compare him to CP3.
What does that mean then?
It means you respect CP3 for certain things. You should give him a certain respect. That's what
I respect, but don't compare them to. Stop
not comparing them, dummy.
I don't compare you to Kareem and Bill Russell.
Hey, you know what? I'm the Shaq.
Or Wilt.
CP3 or is team. Sitting around somewhere.
Or Brad Darden.
Why are they talking about me all of a sudden?
All guys with rings. Thank you.
I said Brad Darden.
Yeah.
So, guys, you know, as an aside, that's the NBA, you know, national coverage. Turn on NBC and their NHL between periods coverage. Is it 1/100th as entertaining as
oh,
that?
Oh, God, no.
Way. No. They're so afraid on NBC with the high. They're so afraid.
Nothing memorable.
Come over
memorable.
There and put that plexiglass on your ass.
And you know what, by the way? The NBC NFL stuff is the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so conservative. They're so tight. They're so afraid. But anyway, like, it's just so, those
oh,
guys
tremendous.
Are so entertaining. Chris Paul on this team.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Chris Paul on this team.
Not bad.
Chris Paul. Why are you laughing, Jimmy?
I love the idea, but he's a bigger jerk than Marcus Smart can be.
He gets it, though. He's got a little Jimmy Butler in him. I don't know. When I watch him play, I think he totally gets it. What do you mean? Like flopping or... I mean,
flopping, constant barking.
I mean,
Doc Rivers will tell you tons of story about how him and Chris Paul clashed.
He can also play. He's also 10 times more talented than Marcus Smart. He's sort of that veteran guy that I think they would listen to. He's like, so to me, maybe Kemba Walker and Smart and Walker would have to go or something. You know, I don't know. But, you know, you've heard these things about OKC. And I mean, does Chris Paul really make sense there? His contract's massive. He's got two more years left at $41 and $44 million.
Ooh.
Okay. So that's got to be the Supermax or something.
Oh, definitely.
So
Ainge loves him, by the way. Remember he tried to trade Paul Pierce to get into that draft to draft him? No, you don't.
To me, Chris Paul, I mean, I don't, Jimmy, but I'll take your word for it.
But Danny Ainge does love the player.
Chris Paul's a winner, even though he's never really won. Don't you consider him to be one of those guys?
So I think his veteran status makes him a good fit. The one thing I worry about is that he hasn't won. And when I say that, I think that that is a huge credential to bring into the room with these clowns. Because I think that those guys need someone who can look at him and say, how many rings do you have again?
Right.
But
how many do you have?
Doesn't he still have status?
Yes, he does. No question about it.
I mean, Garnett didn't have any rings either.
Yeah. Yeah. But their guys were more veteran, right? I mean,
yes.
So you had guys who had a better clue as to what it took to win.
I mean, just because you don't have a, you know, I mean, I just think Garnett's the perfect example.
It's a good pick.
Chris Paul. Chris Paul has a lot. He's an elite talent with a lot of intangibles. He's also old as rope. You know, he's going to be 35 next year, making $41 million, and then 36 years old, making $44 million in 2021-22.
You'd probably have to give up Kemba to make it work.
So you have to. You know, would Kemba Walker make more sense for OKC? I mean, they probably want out of that contract.
But given his knee issue and that contract, who would want to take it?
I mean,
Paul has chronic hamstring problems too.
But OKC saves themselves over $10 million a year on that. They each have 3 years left, and Kemba Walker's like is around 30, right?
Yeah, 32-ish, 33.
Okay, and you know, Paul averages over 40 in the last. So he goes 38-5, 41-5, call it 44. So OKC saves themselves some real money, and they probably get they do get a younger player and someone who's not as good as Chris Paul, but, you know, in the ballpark.
Yeah.
They can justify it. You'd have to add something with it. But I don't know. Like, that's a guy that I would look at if I were the Celtics. I'm just telling you. I want him for the Bucks. Like, I think that he's sort of a last piece veteran guy for a team knocking at the door of a championship. And I don't know. So the great back and forth with Charles and Shaq got me thinking about that.
Oh, we
got
to play that again. That is great. My gosh, I love listening to those two.
It's almost as good as them chucking the chicken wings at each other across the table. Like,
throw a chicken wing at your fat ass.
Those guys are great.
Chris Paul's had a great career.
I said it. I'm validated. Okay. I can say it.
Listen, it's better to be quiet and be thought of food than speaking to move all doubt.
Yeah, oh, look
okay.
out.
Okay, don't make me come across there and put that plexiglass on your ass.
But I'm validated. More validated.
Listen,
about that.
Roger is a nice player.
Okay, well,
don't compare him to CP3. Okay. That's not fair.
I didn't say compare him to CP3. If you listen, if you shut the
What did you say?
I said he should get the same respect as CP3.
What?
I didn't compare him to CP3.
What does that mean then?
It means you respect CP3 for certain things. You should give him a certain respect. That's what
I respect,
but
don't compare them to the. Stop
not comparing
that.
Them, dummy.
I don't compare you to Kareem and Bill Russell.
Hey, you know what? I'm the Shaq.
Or Wilt.
CP3 or is team, sitting around somewhere.
Or Brad Darden.
Why are they talking about me all of a sudden?
All guys with rings. Thank you.
I said Brad Darden.
Yeah.
Compare him to Brad Daugherty. Oh, they say those guys get after it. Chris Paul. CP3
and it's
Celts.
Not bad. It's that kind of guy.
It's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean, so people say Garnett. So it's like, okay, it's a different position, but, and he's not, you know, Garnett was, so like there's no perfect comparisons. So you just know that. Like there's no current Garnett. So it's got, but it, so he checks some different boxes, but it's kind of like that. You know, it's status. And I think Chris Paul is, you know, desperately needs that ring. So he'd be willing to subjugate. He'd be the Jimmy Butler guy. He'd be the Jimmy Butler, which is, it's your night, your team, you go. And I'll make you get there. I'll help you get there. I'll set you up to get there. And then after the game, I'm not going to complain or care about my touches like these guys are complaining about with now on the Celtics.
Yeah, there's no question they need somebody with some veteran status. So again, it's got to be someone that can get. Now, I don't know about Paul's, you know, quirks and whether he's a pain in the ass or not. I don't know that stuff.
Hamstring is a good one, though, Murray. He's always pulling up.
He's got chronic hamstrings.
Oh, yeah.
They would have beaten the Warriors that year if he didn't have that hamstring.
Yeah, chronic, and it happens all the time. He pulls them all the time.
Okay, one final segment of your phone calls right after Murray's update. To the update, we'll give you another Shaq Barkley all-timer. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You don't want to mess around, Chuck. You have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must-win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once. So
I
you don't
know
that,
riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. I got the same thing you got, and I patched you up 10 years
ago. Just letting you know.
Anyway,
if I had been riding on Kobe's coattails
and
Dwayne Wade's.
Anyway.
And Alonzo Mourning, too. I forgot about
must
him.
Must-win for those guys. Everybody
and Rick
knows
Fox.
You're a bum.
Rick Fox.
People and question why you're in the Hall of Fame anyway, bum.
I would say this, Shaq.
No, it's about
why did that get so personal when we're talking about game five?
No, because Chuck always interrupts me. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. I'm going to punch you right in your face.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
What,
okay.
We're going to be moving some furniture.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to throw one of these chicken wings at your fat ass.
Okay.
You're going to grab it like one of those birds do.
You're going to do what?
Come on, man. Quit your running around.
Come on, man. No, come on, man.
You don't want to get on this old cheap suit kindergarten.
Papa was a roller.
Stabbing him with a trident.
I would say I don't even notice that barbecue sauce on my suit.
I would agree. I don't notice the barbecue sauce, but I also agree with you.
Oh, there you go. There it is. Hey,
come on, man.
I would say this.
You don't know nothing about that.
If you cannot expect,
why do you keep eating everything ain't nailed down?
Because you're bored.
You don't know nothing about that.
He's
saying
anything worth a flip.
You cannot extend series.
He only went to the finals once. He has no idea what we're talking about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let me tell you something. It still could go to distance. I just think that Miami is going to win this series. That's why I picked them to win in seven games. I thought they'd lose last night and then win two of the next three, obviously, and still close out. And I still think it's possible that Boston could push this to a seventh game because they got that kind of talent, and I think these talents are closely aligned with one another. But I'm glad that Tyler Hero has put everybody on notice what this brother is and what he brings to the table. I'm here to announce to the world, we still assume that the Lakers are going to come out of the West, even though we can't sleep on the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray, don't feel disrespected. We know the Denver Nuggets can ball. We know they have, you know, they can make this a series in the Western Conference. They win game four tonight. We get all of that. But assuming, being presumptive, and I thinking that LeBron James is going to end up in the championship, in the finals, let me put the world on notice. It is not a foregone conclusion that they would beat a Miami Heat squad. Oh, it is not a foregone conclusion.
There's Stephen A. pumping up the Heat. Think about the 3-1, overcoming the 3-1. It only happens 5% of the time. It almost never happens. It's happened twice in the bubble with Denver. And I think that's amazing because I feel like it's harder to do in the bubble than it is in a normal circumstance because...
It's just easier to think about, well, we're almost done here. I can get the hell out of here, especially if you've been bugged by the whole situation. You hate the food, the living quarters, any of that crap. If you've thought that for a second, yeah, it's easy to pack it in and be like, we're done here.
So, yes, I also think, and maybe it works both ways, the home court thing, you know, the psychology of being down 3-1. If you're down 3-1 and you have games 5 and 7... at home, like you say to yourself, we just got to win one.
Right, it's doable.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like the thing that Gasper brought up, the Warriors and OKC, whatever year that was, did the Warriors have games 5 and 7 at home?
I believe so.
So that's like, so then you say to yourself.
Because they were the higher seed.
You say to yourself, we're just taking care of, we just got to win one game. You know, the one I really have respect for is the Cavs versus the Warriors in the finals that year. I think it was games 5 and 7 in Golden State.
Yep, they won both of those on the road. And I think one of them, though, Draymond Green was suspended for.
Right, he put his crotch put his schlong in LeBron's face there, got suspended. And so, but either way, you know, so the Cavs say, all right, well, just win game 5. Because then we're back home, and then we'll see what happens in games. And you get to play like those
sure,
games,
absolutely.
Right? It's like you can narrow it down to one game, and we're just going to take care of business in the home game. In the bubble, it's like you don't really have that. You got to beat them 3 straight times straight up with your bags packed.
Right.
You know, it's like, boy, what the Nuggets did is that's – I don't feel like the Celtics are capable of it. I don't. They're capable from a talent standpoint. I just don't feel they're capable of it from a gutted out sort of standpoint.
Well, it does feel like the bubble's getting to them too, and I'm going back now a couple of games when Scalabrine brought that up. So I wonder if the whole thing is just them saying, you know what, now we're losing. I mean, all I'm telling you is that I could see them winning tonight. It's a young team, it's unpredictable, and there's talent there. So it's
more
not,
talent than the Heat. Then
I didn't
tonight.
Say that. I just said that there's talent there. I told you I thought these teams are really close.
Good job, Murray.
And if after 4 games we want to boil it down, we could say that the difference between 3-1 and 2-2 in this series is a blocked dunk at the rim. Mm-hmm. Like so, I don't think they're that far apart. And I to me the greatest shame in this thing is if it ends, is that it took 5 games. That's the greatest shame in the whole thing. You're going to lose in these guys to these guys in 5 games. 5? To me, I would not be able to stomach that if I were them.
Okay, let's rip through your calls here to end the program. Neil in Rockland waiting patiently on the Celts. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, the problem is turnovers. They've had the problem all year. If they cut down on the turnovers, we're having a different discussion here. But they haven't corrected the problem. Why is that? I think they've tuned out the coach. Put that locker room explosion the other day, and he might have to go. I'm sorry.
Well, he ain't. He just got extended, so, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree. I think it's because they get tight, or they again, they Miami's just digs in when it matters more, and that's what those turnovers are about. How could you say those turnovers are about coaching? You think Stevens is telling them to throw it to the other team?
I mean, some of those passes the other night, when you look at them, how can you come to the conclusion that they are anything but tight, that they are seeing openings where there are none? And then the one Hayward threw to Iguodala, he threw it right to his face. I mean, it was a little above his head. Iguodala put his arms up. It was, how did he think that ball was going to get through?
Gavin in Hanover on the Patriots and Cam Newton. Go ahead, Gavin.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. What do you got?
Do you guys think that the outlook on the Patriots offense this year is a little more positive now that we have Cam Newton as opposed to Tom Brady?
I think it's a little more positive that you don't have Tom Brady and his miserable sourpuss attitude. Yes. And I think Cam Newton and his talent makes the ceiling high, but I think it would have looked better with any quarterback that Bill chose, right? Not just if Bill looked at Brian Hoyer and said he's good enough and he can make the throws that I need in this offense, it would have looked better too. It would have looked better too.
I am stunned that some people can't look at this thing and just acknowledge that Brady has been checking out for 2 years. Little by little, he started checking out 2 years ago, and little by little, it got worse. And that by the end, he was just all but completely checked out. Somewhere in there, they won a Super Bowl, which is amazing.
And also, just can't you see the importance of the program? I mean, yes, the Buccaneers and the Pats are both 1-1, but the Pats have looked better both weeks.
Correct.
Okay, the Pats look much better in their tough road loss than the Buccaneers did, and the Buccaneers didn't even look that good last week.
I mentioned the penalties, especially on offense. The Patriots, that offensive line has none. None through two games with a new quarterback.
I still think Brady's a better quarterback than Newton. This day, today, right now, as we're sitting here at 43, Brady's better. But what is he? What sort of brain power and, you know, attention to detail is he surrounded by? And what sort of brain power and attention to detail is Cam Newton surrounded by?
Look, I'm a Brady honk, but I've watched both of these teams' first two games from wire to wire. And one looks like a complete clown show and is kind of lucky to be 1-1. And the other looks like a tight ship, even though they have some real holes on their depth chart.
Right,
you know?
So, and Brady's the better quarterback. So yeah. It's the program, it's the coaching, we're living the experiment. We are. It's only 2 weeks, but that's what I feel through two games.
Tampa tried to give that game away last week. Carolina got back in it. And if the Panthers had been even remotely careful with the football, they'd have won the game. I mean, so Brady had some, Gasper brought up the drops. He's right. There were a couple of drops that would have helped Brady out.
And but again,
that's sort of part of the whole picture.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Attention to detail, making the simple play, not screwing up, just letting your opponent screw. That whole thing. That's not Tampa Bay. And, you know, so you're going to see, no matter how brilliant Brady is, what he's surrounded by. And I'm not talking talent. I'm talking about the way they play and the discipline and the brain power and that thing. It's not going to net out to a better product. It's not going to net out to a better team.
Yeah, the coaching there, that guy's an offensive coordinator. That's what he is. He's an offensive coordinator. I'm not even sure he's that. But to me, the one thing Brady's got to get Godwin back. Is Godwin playing this week? Just quickly?
I have no idea. I'll Google it.
I think that guy can play, and I think that he gets it, and so he needs him back.
Ian in New Bedford. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday. So I think for all the zone defense that Brad Stevens saw as a coach at Butler, it's embarrassing that he hasn't figured it out yet, but I think I got a solution. Put Hayward at the foul line, and he can hit the mid-range jumper. He doesn't have the legs right now. He's not in shape, so I don't even understand why he's camping at the three-point line. He knocks down a couple of mid-range jumpers, the whole floor opens up, and I hope it works out.
He also knows how to distribute. So, like, you know, have him run the offense from there.
Yeah, so the only thing is it's not a novel concept. Who comes out if he goes in? And in that case, it's Tice. Now you're short on the other end. So now you have two mismatches because Hayward's a mismatch to begin with, but probably worse now with the ankle. And then you're going to get killed by Adebayo on the glass like they did the last game. So, you know, it just they got a hole in the middle. You're going to have to live with that.
That small lineup did get killed. Go ahead.
Maz, Chris Godwin is a full go for Sunday's game in Denver.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
And he'll drop one right in his gut, and he'll jump off sides four times, and they'll fumble in their own end, and they'll, you know, schmutz up a punt or a kickoff, and it's going to be down to the wire in a game they should be winning by 3 touchdowns. That's the Buccaneers.
Murray, thank you for Googling that.
You're welcome.
Josh in Webster. Hi, Josh, on the Pats.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I was just wondering, I've been kind of wondering this all week, how important do you think that fifth-year option is for like guys like Michelle and Harry?
For Michelle, it's a non-factor. What do you want to give them? So what the fifth-year option, Josh, is I think it's like the franchise tag. It's a salary at the top 5 or top 10 of your position.
Something like that.
So why would you ever pay Sony Michel in the top 10, never mind top 5 of anything?
I wouldn't pay him in the bottom 5 at this stage.
He is a minimum level player. When he hits the street, the next team that signs him, minimum.
Big time.
And that's what I would not pay him a dime over minimum salary.
I mean, that pick is starting to look like a bust. It is. And I know he had, you know, some good numbers at the end of that first year. It was all related to the offensive line.
Real quick, how do we feel about Isaiah Wynn? He's getting a lot of pub. You think he's like emerging as a legit guy?
I mean,
you want to give Bill that one?
No, not yet. No.
Okay, good job.
Make it through a whole season without getting dinged up. And, oh, he was limited at practice today. So, you know, maybe that narrative starts to go sideways. See, he's not the fat kid from Georgia who's always hurt. Like, okay, I was just trying to have some fun, you babies.
I don't see all the love there yet. I don't. I mean, again, I need to notice it in a game where he's one-on-one on an island over there against someone decent, and then he holds his own. Then I'll believe it.
Celts heat tonight. Prediction.
Oh, heat, please.
I'm with you, Murray.
Get this team out of my face.
Heat. It's over.
I'm going to go Celtics tonight.
Okay.
They're more talented, right, Mass?
No, because I think the teams are close, and I thought this was going to go 7 at the beginning, so I'm not jumping ship now. Like, you know, now I admit this thing is, you know, they're crapping their pants at every key moment. So if this thing gets to the final 5 minutes and it's within 3, they're toast. I mean, they're absolute luggage if that happens.
Okay, catch a game tonight, 98.5 The Sports Hub. But is it an 8:30 tip again?
8:30 tip, yes.
Okay, 8:30 here on the network. Patriots, Raiders.
Pats.
Oh, yeah, Pats big.
Pats big. And the hype train continues. Catch that game on 98.5 The Sports Hub Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we get it all.
I said it earlier today off the air. I don't want to look too far ahead. They're getting Kansas City in a good spot next week, too, because Kansas City's playing the Monday night game, short week. They're probably going to get beat up a little bit by Baltimore. Like, that's a tough game for them.
Right. That's a rebound spot.
It's setting up nice for the Pats here.
Okay. There we
go. Murray's already got them 3-1, for crying out loud.
We have fresh, Angry Mike and Squeaky Maz coming up. We also have a brilliant piece of new production for our 320 guest every Friday, which is forever now known as the Heat Miser, Bob Sosi, because his takes are so hot. All that's coming up right after this in the final word.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Let's
do the Heat Miser thing first, if you don't mind.
Oh, right. Jimmy, do you have that? Where is that?
Okay, so again.
Oh, actually, I got it here.
We have a new plushie. Maz likes the plushies. We have the big boy plushie for Bedard. We've got the sun plushie for BallPerloSunshine.com. And the hot takes of Bob Sosi demanded its own sort of representation. So we've got the Heat Miser plushie. I don't know if you want another shot of it on the simulcast right in front of Maz's thing right there. So that, of course, is going to come with some theme music, which Murray brilliantly came up with today.
Mr. Bob Sosi, he's got hot takes.
Yeah, it was miserable.
And he thinks that Felger and Maz are just a couple of snakes.
He's Mr. Bob Sosi. He's 5 foot fun. Here comes a take that'll scorch you like the sun.
Here we go.
That is just... So that's the new open for the 320 segment.
Love it.
I think that it should be, yeah.
Love it.
Time to freshen it up.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
Done.
Definitely.
Okay.
Now I don't have to sing. Exactly. Well, I can sing. I don't have to act like a complete jackass.
We have to come up with a new bit of jackassery for that.
Well, what do you want to start with? The Mad Mike here or the new Squeaky Maz that was put
together
by Hart?
Yeah, you choose it.
Let's start with Squeaky Maz.
bugged me from Newton in the first 2 weeks is the pick six. Like, you know.
It was really telegraphed. It almost went, he almost had another one.
I mean, so that bugged me. I mean, how do you not get bugged by a pick six? But I would say that about any quarterback.
What was the pick six? Why am I blanking on this?
The pass to Bird out in the left?
No, he didn't return it.
Yeah, didn't they have a pick six?
No.
He just picked it off.
No. The interception was bad. He missed Edelman for a touchdown the play before that. He hit Harry down to the 1 yard line on that last drive. That could have been six right there. He was a little quick or late or something. You know, if the play was there and he missed him.
Yeah, didn't they have a pick six?
No.
But other than that, I think he's checked all the boxes. It's really hard to complain about.
It wasn't a pick six for sure.
No.
No. He just picked it off.
No.
Hmm.
Let me see if Mass is all right. We'll do a temperature check, and then we'll come back with your calls after these words.
I mean, how do you not get bugged by a pick six?
Another one.
Yeah, man, it's just an automatic get pissed off. Yeah.
I neglected to mention the Bob Soucy thing. Obviously, he's our play-by-play announcer, and he is brought to you by Coors Light. Crack open an ice cold Coors Light and chill. Boy, did I butcher that. You know what? They gave me this read with no punctuation. So it's just like one big one.
Those are the worst. I have trouble with those too. That's why when they spell out the numbers.
Brought to you by Coors Light. Crack open ice cold Coors Light and chill. Coors Light made for football, made to chill. Okay, so that's just how it's written. There's no punctuation. Coors Light is the key to the Bob Soucy thing. And again, today we're driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. What did I do this week, Murray? Rick and Merrimack. Go ahead, Rick.
Is there any way to improve our linebacking corps? Is it a possibility? I don't know from the NFL rules. Can Hightower come back if he wanted to?
You know what? This is one I'm going to have to now. Can we put this on a loop?
Or can we just somehow blast this up so we stop taking this call? He cannot back in. It's not allowed. It's over. Can't do it.
Yeah, Felga, what I think happened is that Bill told him, why don't you opt out, and then you come back right around Thanksgiving.
We're going to take the call like six times a day, and half the calls are going to be, I don't know if anyone's ever mentioned this yet, but is it possible that Hightower can... No, he can't. He can't come back. Can't come back. No. No, he can't. He can't come back. Can't come back. No, he can't. He can't come back. Not come back. Can't do it. Put that on tape. Put that on a loop so we don't have to keep answering that question. He cannot come back.
Bill told him, let us get the wind behind our sails, and then you come back right around Thanksgiving.
He cannot back in. It's not allowed. It's over.
Linebacking corps.
Okay, based on the way he's playing, I think Juwan Bentley is a linebacking corpse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.